Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tim Creamer is joining us live, Executive Director of the New York State School Boards Association, on the school budget votes. Tim, how did they go statewide?
Well, they went pretty much as expected. We had a 98.2% school district budget passage rate. That's right in line with what it's been for the last few years, and certainly fairly predictable since the advent of the property tax cap, which has now been made permanent.
So that's all being said, we have districts where they're reporting, you know, turnout numbers that are lower than they ever have been, and they were already low to begin with. What do you make of kind of people's interest in total in school board members, in these school budgets, things that are really important to a lot of people?
Well, that's a mixed message. What we have here is school budgets that have been, when they're put forward, pretty much staying at or below the cap. And I think people understand that cap of 2%, 2.4% is reasonable. It looks like they're doing a good job of keeping track of the funds. And you also have a lot of uncontested board races where there's three people running for three seats or something like that. Not a lot of, I guess, motivation for people to come out. We're sad to say that, but we would love to have more people out. But the fact of the matter is voter turnout was low unless you were in a school district like mine, over in Voorheesville, where there was some controversy brewing. And so I went there to the polls last night, was shocked to see how many people it turned out.
Wow. Well, you know, a lot of people will say, didn't know there was a school board election. You know, it was out of sight, out of mind, and they weren't there. Is there anything that can be done, or do these budgets have to be approved at this time of year?
They have to be approved at this time of year by law today. I mean, you could obviously change the law and have these things move to a different date, but there's reasons why it's in May. We're trying to depoliticize it from the November elections, although the November elections would get a higher voter turnout, but the school board votes, the budget votes that would take place in November, for example, probably would take second fiddle to a lot of the higher statewide, nationwide types of elections. Moreover, our fiscal year is July 1 to June 30th, so we need to know what the state aid is going to be. We need to know what the state aid is going to be coming into our incoming fiscal year, and that's why the May vote is critical.
You know, it's like catch-22 when you're talking about, you mentioned not having these elections in November because you don't want them to be so politicized. But, you know, when you're talking about bringing voters out to the polls, we were hammered over the head when it comes to these politicized elections for, you know, president or everything down to, it seems now, town clerk is overly politicized. You're trying to stay out of that, yet at the same time, that is what would bring people to the polls and get them more involved.
Well, you're probably right. I'm not really buying this idea that I didn't know that it was election day or I didn't know today was the day I was supposed to vote. I've talked to a variety of people, just people on the street randomly. They're not informed. They're not wanting to become informed. They're not paying attention to these sorts of things. I think because the passage of the school budget, if you stay at or below the cap, is a fait accompli. And many of the people who are on school boards now, they like, they're going to vote for. Maybe they don't understand the importance of the school board seat. I don't know. But I could tell you that there is a significant amount of apathy around this that bothers me. And I don't know if that would change significantly if we went to November. Where I used to live in a different state, we didn't vote on budgets. It was done completely different. And all the board elections were in November. And I could tell you, the turnout still was low.
So people who complain about low voter turnout have no one to blame but themselves.
You got that right. I mean, you know, I just get in the car, drive over to the polling place, takes you about 5 minutes and you're done.
All right. Well, hey, good information for people to know for next year. A little too late this time around. But, Tim, we appreciate the time this morning. That's Tim Kramer of the State School Board Association.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.